write it legibly so we can enter it in. And then...
About an hour into the event, medical students at URMC have collected dozens of signatures at this pledge station. They're calling for people to join a national movement and vow to stop using the R word.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
The word in question is retard, or retarded, sometimes used in a demeaning way to talk about people living with intellectual disabilities. Sharon Nelson lives in Ithaca, but drives to Rochester every week for cancer treatments. For her, the R word brings back painful memories.
People make assumptions, and they also use terms that don't make any sense. So you have to stand tall and be proud.
Nelson arrived at the cafeteria to grab lunch when she noticed the setup of artwork near the center of the room. Each piece was painted and constructed by a person with developmental disabilities. Curious, Nelson wanted to learn more, and within seconds, she signed the pledge.
I hope people pay attention. I hope changes are made, and we can continually use our voices.
Danny Corning is the co-director of the American Association of Developmental Medicine and Dentistry, an advocacy group for people with intellectual disabilities. He says they organized the event as a starting point toward creating more accepting attitudes.
It actually started out as a medicalized term to just kind of mean slowing. But then it was taken into popular culture and used in a derogatory manner.
The medical students are also running a virtual site for online pledges. Sasha Ann Simons, WXXI News.